And it's another Friday morning, and guys keep getting injured. Girls do, too. It's really not a gender-specific thing. And Dr. Mark Plumbee joins us again from First Settlement Orthopedics as we do another injury of the week. And we've had a lot of Reds topics, and we're going to do another one as Austin Hayes has returned. He's hit a couple of dingers now since coming back from a calf strain, and let's go down to the calf and the calf muscle and focus on that today. So a calf strain. Now, I get a lot of I get some Charlie horses every now and then when I feel dehydrated. I imagine pain-wise, it is maybe a similar feeling.
Oh, Sean, speaking from experience, I myself have had a bad calf strain. Avid pickleballer, playing pickleball one day with my wife and a couple. Went to go for a ball, felt a painful pop in my calf. It shot me to the ground, and I literally thought my wife had kicked me. I looked around. She was nowhere near me. And a couple of days later, the leg, the lower leg and the ankle's black and blue. I can barely walk on it. So these can be extremely painful. I see this very often in my clinic, probably more so often in the weekend warriors because we're the ones who are deconditioned, dehydrated, don't stretch real well. So those are the patients that I see this injury more so commonly happening than the higher level like Hayes. But as we talked before, it's a spectrum of an injury. Grade 1 strain, musculotendinous strain, is just a small little tear in the muscle or potentially the tendon or where they join. And then it goes as high as a grade 3, which is a complete rupture, which was more than likely would happen in my scenario with the bleeding. And then 2, obviously some variation between that. But yes, this can be a very painful when it's on the complete rupture and not as painful, something that you can cover a lot quicker from when it's on the grade 1 strain.
Right, right. And then when it comes to treating something like that, what is it an ice and rest kind of deal?
For the most part, for those ones that aren't complete tears where you're not bruised and you can actually walk without pain, it's just some rest, ice, and anti-inflammatory. Start a rehab program when the pain subsides so that you can strengthen that scar tissue. So when you rupture something, you tear something, that area bleeds and it becomes scar tissue. And that scar tissue eventually is what joins the units back together. So it has to go through a remodeling process so that physical therapy is important to stimulate that so that the muscle tendon unit can see the strain that it needs to remodel appropriately, become nice and strong so that when you do return back to sport, whether you're a recreational athlete or a high professional athlete like Hayes, then you're at a lower risk of re-injuring it.
And a calf injury is one of those that seems to me like it would be quite nagging for some time, as obviously you use your calf quite a lot.
So speaking from experience, I had a grade 3 rupture. I treated myself. I'm not the best patient to myself. But anyway, I booted myself. I could barely walk on the leg for about 2 weeks it took about 2 weeks before I could actually walk pain-free, and that was without the boot. So you take that period of immobilization, and then you hit the physical therapy, ice, anti-inflammatories, and then really you have to gauge the athlete, the patient, on how they're progressing. Everybody progresses differently, and especially those higher ruptured injuries, it's going to take a little bit longer. For myself, I didn't feel comfortable, confident going back out and jogging until about 6 months, albeit I didn't have the professional team that Hayes has, rehabbing every day, doing the scar tissue massage, the breakup of all that fascial tissue. I didn't have that, and I actually didn't do any physical therapy for myself. That's why it took me a lot longer. But the physical therapy is very important to help speed up that process.
I'm just imagining one of those little massage gun things that I see. It looks like a drill with a massager.
Yeah.
Those things look like they are probably pretty incredible for something like that.
Yes.
Kind of deep tissue massage.
Yeah, very important for that deep tissue massage, breaking up some of that scar tissue, kind of mobilizing the fascial planes. I utilized it myself. It's the timing of when that's used basically is whenever you're able to tolerate it. For those higher grade, you know, for me, it wasn't until a month or two until I could tolerate that, because it does apply a lot of pressure per square pound on that area, muscle unit. But definitely very important for the recovery process and the tools.
Man, what it sounds like to me as we get ready to wrap things up here with Dr. Mark Plumbee of First Settlement Orthopedics is that a career path opening up is going to be a physical trainer for a pickleball team or a rec league or a squad, something of the sort.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Pickleball, very common. You know, it's really picked up over the last decade or so. Uh-huh. There's also a lot of published articles out of all the common injuries. So you got to make sure you guys stay warmed up, stay well hydrated, do the dynamic stretches so that you don't end up yourself with a calf strain.
I tell you what, you might have just previewed a show, because that would be a very good idea with the
absolutely
the rapid growth of pickleball. Well, that's going to do it for another edition of your Injury of the Week. Dr. Mark Plumbee joins us every Friday. Doc, thank you so much.
No problem. Take care, Sean.
And we'll get back to it right here on local radio, WMOA.